Well, hello there, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another podcast episode of The Unboxables. I'm your host, Tara Kinden, and this podcast is specifically designed, curated exclusively for those of you who march to the beat of your own drum, the ones who just don't fit the mold. You broke the mold when they made you. You're different in the way you like to express and explore ideas, concepts. You're super open-minded and you're not rigid in your thinking. That's the unboxable. Somebody who is ready to take on the world in a new way, to lead women in a powerful new way. You are next gen femme. And I'm excited today to talk to you because it's been, I think, a couple weeks since I released our first remodeled version of the podcast. And Mercury has officially gone direct today. It is Friday, June the 3rd, 2022. And it is Venus's day. So yay, happy Venus Day to all of you. I hope you're living your most beautiful, radiant lives. And I've got a message for you from Spirit. I pulled some cards before I jumped on to see, you know, what do the people need to hear today? And three cards came out. It is the Meditate card. It is the Head versus Your Heart card. And the Path of Least Resistance. So when I see these cards, it just reminds me how important solitude or time in a state of meditation. Now, this can look so many different ways. This could be when you're going for a walk, when you're having a bath, when you're playing with your animals, when you are washing dishes. You can be in the zone, and that meditative zone is basically when your mind isn't running wild and coming up with all these crazy thoughts and concepts. You let it quiet down just a little bit. So however that is able to happen for you, this would be the perfect time to try it out. And then that head versus heart piece is like goes in line with meditation, which is saying to you, can you get out of your head and be in your heart? Can you make a decision from your heart as opposed to that monkey mind running around telling you, you have to figure out this, you have to figure out that, how are we going to do this? What, like, all of the things can drive you completely, you know, batty. So how can you get out of that head and into your beautiful heart? And then the Path of Least Resistance card. I love this card and I don't love this card in so many ways because we all know there's always an easier path, but sometimes we just make things more difficult unknowingly, right? You just don't see how you may be making things more challenging, more difficult, unless I'm probably speaking to myself right now. But regardless, you're getting this message from me, from Source, to you. Do with it what you will. So we'll come back to these. You know, I pulled another card earlier that was about the solar plexus chakra. And when we look at human designs, you all know, like, my readings are hybrid readings. And I include human design, I include astrology, and the Venus star point. So it's like a beautiful combination of these three elements. And when people ask, like, why do I integrate all three of them? Isn't that a lot? Like, yes, it's always a lot because there's just so much expansive, you know, gems there, lots of juicy gems for you to play with, to explore, to experiment with. But it gives you this holistic view. So if you think about, like, a house, right? There's this foundation of the house, the bones, the structure, you know, the solid foundation of a home. That is the human design. It's an ancient, language, and it's the base, it's the structure, it's the bones of who you are. Then you bring in the human design, and it's a synthesis of five different modalities. So it's the I Ching, the Hindu chakra system, Eastern and Western astrology, quantum physics, and the Judaic Kabbalah combined. So there's astrology in there, right? But when you look at the human design chart, what it does for you is it shows your energetic signature. So it shows how you energetically move. And when we're using the analogy of, like, building a house, your human design is the next level. So you've built this foundation with your astrology, then you get the new understanding of, ooh, how would I like to decorate? Would I like to use granite? Would I like to use, you know, whatever countertops? How do I want to paint the house? And then how do I want to move energetically through my home? That's human design. It gets more detailed. It gives you the expression ooh, what kind of light switches, what kind of light fixtures, you know, all of that kind of stuff. You get to play with it a little, playing with the energy. And you also play with the energy of your astrology, but it's a little bit, you know, it's different in the way you play with them. Then your Venus star point, it's like the crowning glory. It's the jewelry. It's the beautiful way in which you express your heart-centered work in the world. It's so exquisite, and it is the icing on the cake, but that's how I do those readings. And lately with the readings that I've been doing, and now I'm coming back around for you, for those of you who are like, what are we talking about? We're coming back around here to that card that was the solar plexus chakra, because so many people who have been coming to me, that solar plexus chakra in the human design chart split into two centers. It split into the G center and the will center. You know, we combine that energy, but we're talking about self-worth, self-value, learning how to self-regulate, learning how to balance your inner and outer worlds, restoring yourself. All of that is stored in the will center. And then that G center is the identity, right? It's our direction. It's how we feel called to purpose, how we feel called to love ourselves. It's very much around like our self-identity, you know, how we see ourselves, how we value ourselves, how we love ourselves, how we do the self-care and all of the things. So I think so many of us are running around with a little bit of a broken worth system, for a better word. I don't know. It's just like self-worth needs some work. And this has been my work for the last at least 3 years specifically. You know, before the pandemic, I really started to get into self-worth and was really going to create this beautiful program called Worth Camp, which is now coming back around, right? Which it makes perfect sense now. But how can I help you get in your worth? That's what it comes down to. How can I quickly help you identify where you are compromising your own personal strength, personal power for the sake of others, for the sake of not losing a relationship, for the sake of and not really speaking your truth, because if you spoke your truth or you were really in your personal power, that might upset somebody else. How can you work with this energy without feeling like you need to lose a part of yourself, or you need to do things so differently than you're doing them? Like, of course you're going to have to do things differently. This is not a question. But how can you do it in a way that begins to be subtle and you just notice these little subtle things? Well, one of the biggest ways to do that is to start saying no to things you do not want to do. And if you know your design and you know your authority will tell you. It speaks to you all the time. And it's how you hear it, or if you're tuned in and tapped in and paying attention to it, because it's very easy to go and have a reading and then forget, oh yeah, right, I'm supposed to use my sacral, or I'm splenic, so it's going to be a lightning fast, quick bolt of do this now, right? And you miss it, or you're not listening, and you skip that beat, or you're emotionally defined, and it takes you a little bit longer. That's the beautiful thing here. There is no rush, but it's about you saying and speaking your truth, being in your power, and if you are emotionally defined, saying, you know what, I actually can't make this decision right now. I need a little bit of time. But some of you will say yes without giving yourself the beat, without being able to be in it, be in your heart, be in your, you know, spleen, be in your sacral, be in that emotional wave and feel, is this the right thing for me to be doing or not? Because if you're a generator, a manifesting generator, and you commit yourself and you're emotionally defined, you commit, anybody who's emotionally defined commits themselves before they've had a chance to ride through the entire wave, the high and the low, and feel like they come out to a place where it's still a yes, you will regret it. You will absolutely regret it, and you will beat yourself up about it. So you see how this is like a double-edged sword, because if you don't say no to the things that you meant to say no to right away, you almost regret it instantly, and then you like begrudge it while you're doing it. And then you get into that default not self theme, whatever it is. Maybe you get angry, maybe you get bitter, maybe you get frustrated. And that feels even worse, right? So when we talk about how to calibrate towards more of the things that you want, it is about calibrating your heart and how you become more magnetic. It's through how you feel. And how you feel then gets filtered through that will center, which is how worthy am I of this thing? And then it calibrates your heart. So if you don't feel worthy enough, and this can be subconscious, it's so sneaky sometimes, you don't even know that you feel this way, but it's just something running in the background like, yeah, who are you to do this? Who are you? Oh, well, what if people judge you for doing this? That's about your worth. That's about your integrity. That's about you being in your truth. That's about, you know, have I rested myself enough to have the energy to do this thing? That's the other piece. And are you so spun out in your mind that you can't even come back into your body? Like you're disconnected from your body and you can't even feel that you're that close to burnout. So you go and say, yeah, I'll do it. Or you're pressured into it. You're guilted into it. It will keep you from bringing towards you the correct opportunities, the correct experiences. And that is so unfortunate. So that's why we're talking about this today. Because I know a lot of you are nurturers by nature. That the people who come to me are generally like, they're nurturers. They are creatives. They are people who want to make a difference. They have this deep pull on their hearts for something almost bigger than themselves. They don't even know, some of them, what it is, but they just know there's something there. Something they need to learn. There's something they need to know about themselves. And this is where these tools help them realign with their highest and best self so that they can be in their power, they can be in their worth, they can say yes, hell yes, to the right things and the right people and the right experiences to bring them closer towards that beautiful path of least resistance. Like, stop fighting it and just get aligned. How do you do that? You go quiet, you figure out where you're letting yourself down, where you're letting yourself off the hook, you know, because sometimes a generator, they'll get to this place where they're plugging along, and they get frustrated and they get to this plateau and they're sitting here on the ledge of the mountain and they're like, do I quit? Do I keep going? I don't know what to do. That is the perfect time to feel into and check in with your authority to be like, am I quitting before it's really done? Is it time for me to dig my heels in here and really master this thing? Because generators, you're here to master something beautiful in this lifetime. Remember, you're here to light up the rest of us. Generators, manifesting generators, you know, you got a lot of power to play with in that life force, workforce energy. You are here to be lit up. So paying attention to that, going in, getting quiet, checking in with your physical body as opposed to your mind. So it's like, go to the heart. I don't think I can say that enough because a lot of us play up in the mind. And the mind gets squirrely and starts to make up all of these thoughts and crazy ideas and sends you down a different path and waste your time, basically. And we're not meant to be up in our heads so much. Yet it seems to be the place most of us play because we've been programmed to be more logical than creative. Because creativity comes with a sense of trust, faith, allowing. And most of us would rather make it happen, quote, air quotes there, make it happen. And you're not designed that way. You're not designed to make it happen. The cool thing about coming to this podcast, for those of you who are manifesting generators, projectors, reflectors, coming here, I'm a manifester. So I'm designed to initiate people, designed to give you something to think about. By the end of this podcast, on every single one, you should have something to be like, give you something to either like respond to or be invited to. That gives you next steps, next direction, next whatever. And it just gives you an opportunity to look at things a little bit differently. So hopefully that makes sense. I'm going to put these cards away. I may even pull another one in a minute, but that's what's up today, folks. I think there is just, you know, I did a really beautiful group reading this week, and it was so exciting, so fun, so different, and it was like beautiful amounts of fire. So much fire in the room. It was incredible. And I'm like, whoa, like there is so much power in this room. And to see that much power and helping maybe just give it a little bit of direction or helping people learn how to really use it to lead them into a really beautiful life is what would feel so good to me. So those group readings were awesome. I can't wait to do more of them. So just pulled a different card here just for, because it kind of felt like it was, we're at that sort of time stamp on our podcast episode. New perspective came up. Looking at things completely differently. So if you were looking at things from a completely different angle, a completely different viewpoint around your power, around your worth, what would it look like for you to be in your power? What would it feel like in your body for you to be feeling confident, purposeful, capable? What would that feel like? I think that these are the places we need to play a little bit more and a little bit longer, because we let ourselves play there, but not long enough. So, what would it feel like for you to be in your power? If you were able to learn ways to regulate your inner and outer worlds so you weren't spinning out of control, so you took care of yourself when you felt like you needed to, without feeling bad about that or feeling like it's wrong for you to rest. Like, I can't say this enough. Karen Curry Parker told me this once. She said, rest equals worthiness. And I was like, oh, preach it, queen. Yes, it's true, because the more we're able to rest, refuel, revitalize ourselves, the more powerful we become. Because we're not exhausted, we're not overextended, and we don't say yes to things we know we're just not capable of doing. What a gift. What a gift. So if you remember nothing from this entire podcast, I hope that you at least remember that one. Rest equals worthiness. Because some of you will go and go and go. You'll forget to feed yourselves. Okay? This is the will center. This is where that, you know, personal power really resides, is there. And it says, you know, oh, I'm so busy with my work and my life and taking care of everyone else. I've completely forgotten to take care of myself. And now I'm exhausted, I'm hungry, and I'm getting a little hangry. And then you got to pick your kids up from school. You see how the cycle gets a little bit crazy? So where are you doing that to yourself? Where are you not refueling your own sense of self to be able to then go and tackle all the beautiful things that you're inspired to tackle? Yes, there will always, I can hear some of you right now saying, well, what about, I've got to do these things and like, I have to do them. Well, how can you do them differently? Use that new perspective. How can you do them with a little bit more joy, a little bit more of a lighter approach? We've forgotten how to play. We've forgotten how to have fun. Our kids know how to do it. Your nieces, your nephews, like anybody's kids, they know how to play. And even some kids have lost the ability to play. I think COVID has definitely created a little bit of some kind of, I don't know, it's like this weird alternative reality where everybody got really serious, and then when things started to shift, not everybody shifted out of that reality. And it's time for us to find ways to loosen up a little bit, to let the stress levels come down, because there are so many people walking around traumatized, stressed, totally out of body, like totally out of body. They're not, I don't even think they're in their mind. So when I say like mind to heart, some people, they're just like, boop, checked out totally. And if that's your parent, what is the kid experiencing? So I know a lot of you, you know, and all of you don't have kids, but those of you who do, like, hear me when I say you are the most important role model they will ever see, and you want them to learn from you. So if you are feeling stressed, if you are feeling maxed, what can you do to kind of like save yourself, to have a little bit more fun, to let your guard down a little bit, to play, to be in your Venus vibes? Because today is that Venus vibes day. And regardless of when you listen to this, I want you to feel like that bubbling up for you of, ooh, what would it feel like for me to like let my hair down and have a little bit of fun? And not responsible fun, not scheduled, but just like last minute, fly by the seat of your pants, have a great time, and get down, maybe roll around on the grass with your kids, or do whatever you can do to release some of the pressure cooker, because there is a lot of pressure right now for sure. And this perspective may open up a new way for you to look at how you can help yourself. As you help yourself, you help your entire family. I think, you know, the woman in the home, she's the one who's spinning all the plates. She knows where everybody needs to be. She knows where all everybody's, you know, medicines and vitamins and laundry and all. She knows where everything is. And she is the gatekeeper to the home. If a mama is mad, the whole house feels that frequency. And people walk in being like, ooh, it's feeling a little funky in here today. That's the kind of night we're going to have, right? How can you think about your frequency, regardless of where you are in your life? And, you know, if you're a woman or you're a man, you understand this to be true, that when you are in the flow and you are feeling high vibe and you're feeling excited and you're feeling, you know, free to have a good time and try some new things, you let yourself feel like that, right? Without the pressure of it needing to be something or have to look a certain way, or it has to be like this or it won't be fun. How many times do we do that? We put like parameters around it, but you know, when you're in the zone, you know, when you're in the vibe, and when you're in that zone and in that vibe, pay attention to how smoothly everything runs. You don't bang your toe on the door going out. You don't like drop your coffee. You don't, you know, forget to feed the dog. Like, you're in the zone. Things are flowing. Things are easy. You're on that path of least resistance, and you just keep getting more of that. You're like, how could this day get even better? Ask yourself that question instead of like, what else could go wrong if you're in the day where things are going sideways? Because it happens. You get funky. And when you get funky, sometimes it funks up the rest of the day. You know what I'm saying? So when you slam your hand at the car door, you're like, how could my day get any better? I know you're like, what? But just think about it. If you could catch yourself when things are going really sideways, if you could just catch yourself for like 1 second and change the direction, change the perspective, change the path, the rest of the day goes on. Separate yourself from the energy. So if you're a person who is not defined in your emotional solar plexus, know that you're amplifying everybody else's energy, because you have a very inconsistent way that you deal with that emotional energy. And if you find yourself being overly emotional when you have that open center, it's somebody else's. It's not even yours. So go into the bathroom, shut the door, decompress yourself from the energy of the people you're around, and ask yourself, whose is this? Because it's probably not yours. So not your circus, not your monkey. Don't take that with you for the rest of the day, for the rest of your weekend, for the rest of the week, for the rest of your life. Whose problems are you trying to solve? Forget it. It's not your job. Your job is to only take care of your frequency. Take care of your frequency, take care of your vibe, energy, whatever you want to call it. But just know that the more you tune up your own self, tune your tuned, man. Oh, I'm so funny today, guys. Oh, boy. It's time for me to check out. I can feel it. But there you go. Think about those things today. How can you be in your power? Well, the one thing you can control is your beautiful energy. Share your beautiful energy with the people whom you love and who deserve to be in your beautiful, vibrant, vivacious energy. So thank you all so much for being here for today's podcast. I want to leave you with this. I am going to run again live the Worth Code. And this was a cool masterclass that I did back in 2020. I think I did it before everything started to go a little bit sideways. And it was epic. It taught about personal power, self-worth, self-confidence, self-direction. And it was a really amazing masterclass. And I would love for as many of you to show up live. Once I get the details to that, I will release them. But they will be on my website, on my socials, and in my newsletter. So if you are still not on my newsletter, go to my website, add yourself to the newsletter. I'll even add a link below so it make it super easy for you. And I hope to connect with you soon. I hope to see you either in a reading, in a coaching session, or in something to plug in and take yourself to that next level, because you deserve it. Your energy deserves it. And the people who get to spend time in your energy deserve that from you as well. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Happy Venus Vibes Day.